So the first thing, you need to get with your spouse and you need to say, honey, this is what I bring home a week. He said, this is what I bring home a week. And y'all need to work, okay, this week we have this coming out. We need to do this. We need to pay this bill. We need to pay this bill. You need to spend every dime you have on paper. It's called a what? It's called a budget. It's called a plan. If you don't plan, you what? You plan to fail. So if I have a plan, it's easy to be focused, because that's what gets us in trouble. We have no plan, and so that's why we can stop by McDonald's or Sonic. I like Sonic. Like, that's why we can stop by Sonic two or three times a week. It amazes me. I see some of these kids at school, their parents bring them lunch from restaurants every single day. Think about all that money wasted. You say, somebody said about $20, okay? Think about that 5 days a week. That's what? That's $100. If I'd have got groceries and I'd have got stopped being lazy and I would have cooked, if I would have cooked, come on now. Does it take $100 to do one meal? No. Going to eat a whole? I mean, really, we just have to use some wisdom. Does that mean that I can't ever eat out? No. But I have a plan. Okay, this is what I'm going to use this. This is what I'm going to do. And Ms. Jones gave me a book years ago when I first got out of college on finances, talking about paying yourself for tithing, paying yourself 10%, I believe that book was talking about, all the insurance. How many got insurance? Those of you don't, you need to get insurance, okay? You need to plan, okay? Is this helping somebody? All right, I'm about to wrap it up, okay? Set some goals. Have some measurable goals. Don't just say, okay, I'm going to be a millionaire. What's your plan? I'm going to tell you what mine is. One day, very soon, I want to own some real estate. I want to own some property outside of my house. I call my house a lot of time when I go home my first rental property. Y'all hear that? What am I doing? I'm planning. Okay? What plan you have? What goal you have? Are you just existing? Because that's what a lot of people are. They're just existing. They don't have any kind of goals and no aspirations. Just going from paycheck to paycheck, living whatever, doing whatever, going nowhere and nowhere fast. But if we plan, okay, in 5 years, I want to have my first property. When by the end of this year, I want to have $1,000 saved. Guess what? We got something to work toward. It helps us become focused. A lot of us, God has given us, and I realize that when I'm talking to y'all, I just start, I really do speak better than this, okay? My subject verb agreements do match. I promise you, you don't believe me. Let me get before my teachers, the educators. You have to, because they'll call you out on it. Okay? You don't want to get up and you leading this group of people and you're talking crazy. All right? Because they will call you out. You have to double check your email because they critique it. Okay? Email. Okay? That's educator life. All right. But anyway, I really do. But I get excited and I get to fumbling and that kind of thing. But anyway, set those goals. Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, what? Make it plain so that they that read it can run with it. If the vision is not plain, guess who's going to follow it? If we don't have a goal that by the end of this year we're going to have $1,000 in the bank, there's no plan. If there's no plan, how likely are you to get to that? You won't. But if I have a plan that I want to have $1,000 saved at the end of the year, guess what? Every check, I can put $10 here this time, and I can put $20 there that time. You're working on something. God has given us ideas, and you know why? You know why we're still where we are? We've been lazy. Some of you know you're supposed to start a business. Some of you let I can't do this cripple you, but you're good at cleaning houses. Start a business. Get you some clients. Be faithful there. When you tell them you're going to be there at 1 o'clock, be there at 1 o'clock. When you tell them you're going to do, when you get that business from them, don't have do their job. Don't get paid and you have cleaned. You hear me? If you say if you can't do anything else, you see, okay, this is not making it. Go and you're good at mowing a lawn. Go mow somebody's yard. They'll pay you. I'll pay you. No. All right. That's not something I just love to do. Amen. But I'll do it. Like Mr. Joy, he was trying to get me to help him pick them leaves up Monday. He said, I should have called you to help me pick these leaves up. He didn't like doing that. He would have gave somebody some, I'm sure, to pick them leaves up out of his yard. But we sit up and we said, man, I don't have a degree. I don't have an education. I can't do this. I'm on Social Security. I'm on disability. But it's telling me it's time to cut it off. But anyway, but I saw a sign up in Tupelo that says delivering pizzas for $15 an hour. You can't drive a car to the address. What we're doing, we're making excuses, and excuses are keeping us where we are. So if you don't get anything else, set some goals, set some measurable goals, plan, work that plan, be diligent there, be committed there. And the foundation of it all has to be Jesus. It has to be Jesus. And we can say from this day forward, I'm the tipping point. Some of you didn't grow up in favorable conditions. You didn't at all. Your parents didn't have anything. Their parents didn't have anything. You struggled, and that's all you knew. And that's what you brought your family. But from this day forward, say, I am the tipping point. I'm the place of change for my family, for me and my family, for generations to come. This is where it stops. This is where the legacy began. So regardless of what grandma had and what granddaddy had, it's not going to be that way for me. And when it gets to the end for me, I'm going to leave an inheritance. Not only for my children, but my children's children. And it doesn't just mean money. It means wisdom. It means knowledge. It means understanding. Teach them something. Amen. Hallelujah. Hope you're blessed. Amen.